God will make a difference in your life. Hallelujah. You'll see everything different when Jesus comes on the inside. He's the life giver. The creator that made it all came inside of our heart. Hallelujah. The heaven of heavens cannot contain him. The earth and all that is therein. He's too big. Hallelujah. Nothing can contain him. But yet he's so small and so powerful that he can come right down in the heart of a man or a woman and completely change him.
Yes, that's right.
Come on.
All right, if you got your Bibles tonight, oh, Jesus, turn with me into Psalms 128. Psalms 128 in verse 1. Oh, blessed God. Just for a few moments here, I want to preach, Lord helping me, on real happiness. Real happiness. And that's what this world needs, is real, true, genuine happiness. And I'll go as far as to say a lot of churches need it. Amen. You got it here, but I'm telling you, in the church world in general, and all the saints of God need this happiness. Hallelujah to the Lord. Psalms 128 and 1. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. Blessed are they. Verse 2, for thou shalt eat, notice, thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. You may be seated. The true happiness of the Christian life. Do you know what marks us and makes us different from anybody else in the whole world? All the other religions and all the world, you know what makes us Christians different? Is because we're happy. We got hope. We got joy. We got peace. We got salvation. Hallelujah. We got the Lord. Ah, praise the Lord. Raise your little hand. That's what makes us different than all the other religions in the whole wide world. We've been set free, and the blood has washed us and cleansed us. I'm just glad Jesus reached out and saved you when you was in darkness, and he brought you out, and he gave you something. The drugs didn't have it, and the alcohol, and the rock music, it did not have it, but the Lord had it, and he put that joy down in my heart, down about the fifth rib, where there's a river that is flowing, and it's pure. Blessed means having God's divine favor, having God's hand upon you. It means to prosper and be happy. Hallelujah. In the Lord, so much. Hallelujah. That others want what you got. I'd like to have enough. Oh Lord, that others would say, I want what he's got. I'd like to have what she's got. Hey, give me that joy, Lord.
Oh, if I can settle down, I'll teach you.
Preach.
I want what they have. I'd like to have it and enjoy it like they do.
There you go. Come on.
My goodness.
Right on.
Blessed is that man, and to be envied is that person, that Christian, that is so happy in the Lord and happy in God's salvation. Oh, Lord. Nehemiah 8:10. Neither be ye sorry. Now, don't get me wrong. We have our afflictions.
Yeah, we do.
We have our trials.
Yes, we do.
These bodies get weak.
Yes, they do.
We get tired.
Yes, we do.
We have our problems. But listen. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Yes.
The Spirit of God in your heart gives you an inward strength that will hold you up. How many knows he will?
Yes.
Oh, Lord, he'll hold you up in your trials. He'll keep you a-going. The wise man Solomon said in Proverbs 18 and 19.
Come on.
He said the spirit of man will sustain his infirmity. What we need more than anything is an inward joy to take us through. Among the spirit of man will sustain his infirmity. There's not a one of us in here, hallelujah, that has not been sick and afflicted. But no matter how low you get, your spirit on the inside can be made strong. Where is it that the Holy Ghost abides? Where is it that Christ abides? He abides in the heart. When he came in a long time ago and took residence in your heart, he came down in the spirit man. Hey, Lord, God, he's the one that makes you strong. Hallelujah, the joy of the Lord is your strength. It'll take you through. No matter how the devil fights, and no matter what you face, the spirit man inside, it'll hold you up. He'll embrace you, and it'll lift you. I give him a praise in the house. Hey, Lord, this Holy Ghost is real. It's a quickening power. It's a resurrection power. It's a healing power.
I barely can walk in here tonight. I'm serious.
Come on.
Yeah,
come on.
My back almost completely went out.
Come on.
Get us now, bro.
I was barely able to get up off that chair.
Come on.
Where'd he go?
The joy.
I ain't putting on. I'm telling you the. Hey,
the joy.
It's real. I said this Holy Ghost is real. The power of Almighty God. It'll quicken you. It'll lift you. It'll heal you. It'll set free. When the Holy Ghost is in there.
Yes. Yeah.
I get so happy in my house, I run through it. Got a big long hall. I do from my study. I'm out in the hall, big long hall. Mary's in the living room on her iPad. That little dog laying right beside of her. I come in, I'll be writing some scripture. I say, baby, go to hear this. Hey, Lord. I said, the Lord just gave me this. I'll take off, I'll bounce right down through the hall. Hallelujah. I go out into the kitchen. I'm telling you, raising my hands and praising him.
Yeah.
God gave me something a long time ago. What makes us different? I got a smile that I can put on my face. I'm telling you, the strings go down into the heart. And when you got hope inside of your heart, it'll put a smile on your face.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Look at verse 2. I want to teach us. For thou shalt eat the labor of thy hands. But stay with me. Listen to the Hebrew of this verse, the original. If you will serve the Lord and walk in his ways, you will eat and enjoy the fruit of your service for the Lord. The labor of your hands typifies and represents what you put into serving God.
Yeah, come on.
Woo! It's a spiritual part. You will get out of it what you put into it. God will bless you. He will favor you. He will pay you great dividends. What are you telling us, Lord? And what do you want us to know here tonight? Fruit will come out of your service for the Lord. Fruit will come out of your praise and your worship unto God. There will be good, wholesome fruits that comes out of glad, thankful hearts who love the Lord and for all that he's
he's done, and for all that he's given, and all that he's blessed us with. I'm not talking about material things, but the blessings of the Lord make us rich, and add no sorrow with it. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah, you can eat the fruit of your service for the Lord. When you praise him, and when you love him, and when you worship him, I'm eating the fruit of God's blessing.
This thing bigger than me.
Hey, man.
Lord, have mercy, saints. Tell us, Lord. God spoke directly to his people through the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah 119. If ye be willing
and obedient,
ye shall eat the good of the land. If you'll do what I want you to do, and if you will put your heart into serving me, hallelujah, I'll fill your soul with my goodness. Isaiah 55:2. Labor not for that which satisfieth not. Hearken to me and eat that which is good. And let your soul delight itself in fatness. Hallelujah. With joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. God's wells run deep. I said his fountain never run dry. On the well of the Lord. That's not the purest water that you could ever drink. It goes deep. Hallelujah. Jesus told that woman at the well, he said, if you'll drink of the water that I shall give unto you, it'll be a well of water, a springing up in everlasting life. Lord, evermore give me that water. Hallelujah, that I won't thirst again. I give him a praise in the house. Yeah. Man, he runs deep.
Yeah.
Never runs dry.
From whence hast thou that living water? Yeah. This is Jacob's well here. I know that you're speaking to a living well.
Yeah.
I brought it from heaven. This water will quench your thirst, ma'am. Lord have mercy. She went running. She said, come and see a man that told me everything. I've never run into anybody like this one. I got a drink of water. Hey, come. She must have been persuasive because the town came out. Because she was happy. Raise your little hand. There's happiness in this thing. There's joy in this thing. It'll make you clap your hands. There's something about it. It'll make you cry and make you laugh all at the same time. Well, that's a good one.
Glory, glory, glory.
Well, follow water.
I want the whale, Lord.
Yes.
JD, I got the whale. I got the whale. That night on bending knees, I got a whale.
Feel me.
Praise it, church. I got the whale. There's people right here tonight. You know what it's like. You taste of the water of it. It'll quench your thirst. Hey, Lord, I got the whale.
Lovely.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
It's a sad fact that God's people are robbing themselves when they hold back and they won't serve the Lord with a glad heart. And they won't put him first. He has to be first.
Amen.
Many of the Lord's people have become spiritually anemic, malnourished, and weak, so weak, because their well has went dry.
Yeah.
The praises had dried up. Could it be that the measure of water that you have in your well is linked to your amount of praises?
Uh-huh.
Well, come on.
If I only praised him when things was good. If I only praised him when he blessed me. If I never raised my hands to testify or to praise and worship and thank him, I would never do it until he gave me something or gave me a big blessing. We're robbing ourselves. I believe there's a reciprocation to this thing, that what you send up, God will send it back down. I believe when the vapors go up, the vapors of your praise, Jesus, I thank you. Raise your hand right now. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord. I look back on my life and I see what you've done for me through these years. Lord, how far that you have brought me, Lord. You saved me. Many times you supplied my needs, dear Lord. You touched my body. You healed me, Lord. You encouraged me, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for the food that I have, Lord, the clothes on my back. I thank you, Lord, for a home and a place to sleep. I thank you, Jesus, you've surely been good to me. I can look back, God, that you brought me a long, long way. Could it be that the Lord is awaiting on our praises to go up? And when they go up, God says, I'll come back down. I'll send you the rain and new season upon the dry, the parched ground, and you'll bear fruit again. Give him a praise in the house. Oh, hallelujah. He'll bless you when you praise him. He'll bless you. Hallelujah to the Lord. He'll pour it out. Hallelujah. He'll tell the Holy Ghost, I'll go down there and pour them out a blessing that they can't even contain. Look at them. They're not praising me. Hey, Lord. They're not rich, and they carry afflictions. Yet they're a worshiping me.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
So it's in the amount that you give about what you send up to the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I do believe that.
Amen.
Yep.
That's good.
The Holy Ghost is just saying, ye shall eat the fruit of your labor and your service.
Come on.
If you don't love him and serve him and praise him and worship him, there'll be nothing for your soul to eat. There'll be no fruits of blessing.
Oh, yes.
What is it that really marks a servant of the Lord? It's the joy by which they serve.
Amen.
Amen.
Joyful servant. Come on, joyful servant.
Anybody got a testimony?
Praise the Lord. Come on, brother.
Anybody got a song?
Come on.
Joy unspeakable.
Brother Tommy, you got something you'd like to say tonight, or maybe a song? Yes!
Yeah!
I didn't feel like it when I came in here, but I tell you, I feel like it now.
Hand me a mic, Brother Ron. Hand it to me. I'm a coming. Well, praise the Lord. I feel the Lord in the house. I'm glad that I obeyed the Lord. Come on, raise your hand. I'm glad that I stepped out. I'm glad that I put God first.
What is it that draws others to Christ? It's the happiness of the believer and the gladness in their heart. The psalmist David said, I was mad as a hornet when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Lord have mercy, no. He said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. David is a saying, it shows when I want to go to church. It shows others see my desire. Hallelujah. Brother Terry, Sister Kathleen, why do you drive for an hour?
Because of the joy of the Lord.
Amen.
Because of the Spirit of the Lord.
Yes, yes, yes.
that's in the house of God because of the presence of the Lord that you feel here in the church. That's the reason that I can drive for an hour or longer. Why is it, Brother J.D., that you leave the countryside way out there in the head of Carter County? Hallelujah. And you all come and bring them kids. What is it here I'm drawing you? Have you been touched before? Have you got God's blessing before in the house of the Lord? I believe I'll come right on back, God. I'm coming right on back, Lord. I'll ride those miles again. Hey, Lord, on church night, when church night rolls around, am I going to get ready? And am I going to God's house? Am I going to church? Am I going to worship the Lord?
Praise God.
Yes. This thing's made me about wild. Lord have mercy. Come and see. Come and see. Who's that man walking down that dusty road?
Jesus!
Say it again. Who's that man?
Jesus!
He's never done me nothing but good. Hey, Lord! He's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Ain't you glad when you press out a sister Sheila? He gives you something. He pays you a dividend that the old world cannot give you. He puts something down. Hey! In your soul. Hallelujah to the Lord. That's worthy. He's worthy of praise.
Hallelujah.
I can't get over how my back's doing. Anybody got any weights? We'll go to the YMCA.
Come on. Come on. Hallelujah.
Come on. Go down to the ball field. I feel like I'm running about 2 miles.
Yeah.
This is the Holy Ghost dispensation.
Right now, yeah. Yes, it is.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Come on now.
Let the lame say I'm strong.
Come on.
The lame shall take the prey. What? Somebody lame? Lame can take the prey? Set a rabbit loose right now. I'll chase him and I'll run him down. Hallelujah. I tell you, I ain't trying to be funny, but I tell you that Holy Ghost, when he comes up on you, he'll make a difference out of you. Hey, Lord, I tell you, make a giant out of you. My Lord, no trouble. I can hold you down. Hey, Lord, I'll raise your right hand and praise him. Nothing I can stop the Spirit and the anointing of God. He is the quickening power.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. 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 Come on, Jesus, breathe some wind in my mind. This is that that the prophet Joel said, in the last day, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and my sons and my daughters shall prophesy, saith the Lord, and upon my young men I'll give them visions, and the old men shall have dreams. I'm telling you, let the Lord rend the heavens. Hey, Lord, I rend the heaven, God, and come on down and do it again. Come on, Lord, do it again and pour your power out.
Yeah.
I cause your face to shine upon us, my Lord, that the praises can go up.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord.
They want to come and get a song on us. I don't want to go any farther with this.
Lord.
I've been paid. I've been paid. I've been paid. Oh, Lord God. Hey, Lord. Hallelujah. For the reality.
She's in pain. She needs prayer. Right now, by the Spirit of God's moving.
God, come on, sissy.
you feel like it, or we can come back there.
Come on, come on.
Children, I believe the Lord will touch. Come on, let's pray. You women gather around here. Oh, bless your heart, Jesus. Sweet Holy Ghost, sweet Holy Ghost. I believe the Lord will touch you, sissy, right over there. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, children, stretch your hands this way. Hey, Holy Ghost. Hey, Holy Ghost. Jesus.
Come on, I know you're here.